The following program is sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.
Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Pastor Dermot E. Lavelle.
Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy, Lord, and we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. We thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. We thank you for joy. We thank you for love. We thank you for peace. We thank you for victory today. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that you sent the Comforter. We have an advocate. We have an ally. We have a counselor that is with us, Lord God, to lead us, to guide us, to instruct us, and to encourage us. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing power being released. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for that healing anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for the gifts of healings being activated in the body of Christ, that we will begin to pray for the sick as never before. We pray, Lord God, that you would release the gift of faith. The gift of faith will begin to operate as never before for those that are sick in their bodies, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing kidney cancer. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing every kidney disorder in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for healing that lady that has that traumatic brain injury. Lord, you know all of the things regarding it, and we ask that your healing power would flow in every area of her brain, that she would come out whole, that she would come out with a testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for strength for that family, Lord God, that your strength and your peace will be with that family, Lord God, as they stand in the gap and as they pray for her total recovery. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you, Lord God, for healing diabetes. God, I thank you for a new pancreas. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for releasing financial miracles. Lord God, those that are in need of financial breakthroughs. God, I thank you for releasing the finances, that the finances will be released, that they would manifest within the next 7 days in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for the job promotions, those that are seeking promotions. God, I thank you for them being granted in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for those that have property for sale, that the property will be sold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with the right asking price. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just pray that you release your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this region, Lord God, to tear down the high places and the strongholds of the enemy, that the gospel might be preached with power, with authority, that many souls will be converted and saved and added to your kingdom, Lord God. I pray that you would impart boldness to the preachers, that they would preach the uncompromised gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they would no longer bow down to the wisdom of man, but they would preach with unction and with power and with authority. And I pray, Lord God, that people's hearts and minds will be open to receive your word with a spirit of meekness, the engrafted word which is able to save their souls. Now, Lord, I thank you and let your blessing be upon this teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. What a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. I just thank God for, you know, the privilege. You know, I'm learning to be grateful in all things, and you know, and we need to learn just to thank God for the little things, you know, and just be grateful and thankful. You know, there's just so much happening and going on in our society today. You know, there are so many people that are losing family members and so many grieving families out there. And, you know, you get a chance to tell somebody you love them, tell them that you love them. Amen. And reach out to them and spend quality time with them, you know, and be there for those that are grieving, be able to ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom, how to pray for those that are going through hardship. There are so many. By the way, to the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. Give you chapter and verse. If you struggle with something, go on the scriptures, pray, and ask God to show it to you. Amen. As I was saying, we're living in very, very perilous times. We're living in last days, you know, and something that the Lord has been impressing upon me is that, you know, there are so many broken and so many hurting people in our society today, and people need an encounter with God. People need to have a divine encounter with God, that their lives might be changed, that they might be able to experience His presence in a great and a mighty way. It's just so amazing that when we look at the gospel and we see, you know, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and He sent me to heal the brokenhearted and preach deliverance to the captives. And there's so many people that are hurting, and I'm talking about people who are believers. I'm talking about people who go to church on Sundays and Bible studies on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursday nights, and leaders. And there's so many hurting people who are hurting, and we have not preached the gospel with power and with authority to where these people have not been delivered. They're not being set free because we've been preached a watered down version of the gospel. And the scripture prophesied in the last days that this was going to happen, that there would be a falling away and there would be a turning away from hearing the pure counsel of God's word. And you know, we're in this series called The Only Standard, His Word, and realizing the fact that it is the word of God that will sanctify us. It's the word of God that would impart life to us. And we've been preached another gospel. And I need you to go with me to Genesis chapter 3. And really, as we go into Genesis chapter 3, we need to be able to understand. And I tell people that if you can understand what happened in Genesis chapter 3, you can then begin to understand and identify how the enemy will operate and how the enemy and what the enemy has done in perverting God's word. You see, since the Garden of Eden, Saint, Satan has been determined to pervert the word of God. That's what he's been able, that's what he's been trying to do, because it tells us in Genesis chapter 3. Now, I understand that as we look at this, you know, and I look at this and I'm like, man, why can't people get this? Because in Genesis chapter 2, the Lord gave Adam a command. And in Genesis chapter 2, in verse number 15, then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, now understand, this was a divine, the word commandments means divine prescription, divine instructions. God's commanded the man, come on somebody. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. I want you to highlight the word every tree. Highlight it, underline it, and then highlight may freely eat. Circle, freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day that you, Adam, the man, eat of it, you shall surely die. And realizing that this command, God gave Adam a charge, and he gave him this command. He says, the day that you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. Now, it's amazing that when you look at this particular passage of scripture, saints, that, you know, it was just in the beginning, it was just God and Adam, Adam and God. Wow. Unbroken fellowship with God. And God gave him the command, said, okay, you can eat anything you want in this garden, but this one tree, don't do it. Leave it alone. For, you know, God has instilled each and every person free will. So, you know, we can choose life or death, blessing or curses. We know right from wrong. We make decisions. And when you make the wrong decisions, there are consequences for your decisions. So we see that God gave him an instruction. God gave him a commandment. And then God went on to say here, and the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the fish, the birds, and everything. And so, and Adam named everything, it says there. I'm just paraphrasing some of it. And then in verse 21, it says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in his place. Then the rib which the Lord God had, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. Now, here we see God created Adam first. Then the woman came. God has an order in his government. And we see here that when we get to Genesis chapter 3, we get to verse number 1. We see the temptation and the fall of man. It says, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? So obviously the animals could talk back then. Oh, my God. And we see him going to the weaker vessel. The Bible declares that the woman is the weaker vessel. And we see that he is engaging her intellect. And basically, I like what the King James says, yea, hath God said. In other words, did God really say this? And did God really mean it like this? And the problem that we have today is the modern phrase is that it's a matter of interpretation, which has caused many people to be deceived in their understanding of who God is and what God requires of his people. So we see this, conflict, we see this confrontation taking place in the perfect environment. Perfect environment, no sin, no rebellion, nothing. Everything beautiful. And he said, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. So, and I tell people when we're looking at the scriptures and when we're reading and we're going through this, it's obviously that God had communicated this to his wife, Eve, that God had gave him the instruction. So Eve was aware of the instruction. She added to it. God didn't say nothing. He didn't say you couldn't touch it. He just said, you just don't eat of it. And so she was aware of the instruction. She was aware of the consequence of making a willful choice, a willful decision to eat of this tree. And then the serpent said to the woman, and this is why when it says in the Gospel of John that Satan is the father, he was the father of lies, and he was a father from the very beginning. This is the lie that he uttered. This was the seed that he sowed into Eve. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, which totally contradicted what God's word said. And we have this problem today with our modern liberal theologians and teachings, you know, that there has been, yea, hath God said, did God really mean it like that? No, he did not mean it like that. And we've allowed the enemy to infiltrate, you know, the seminaries and the Bible colleges and the different mainline denominations and the different things to where there are so many different doctrines and teachings preached to where it has deceived the people and it has pulled people out of fellowship with God to where they no longer know who the God of the Bible is. They have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power thereof. And he says, and the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. God told Adam, the day that you eat, you're going to die. In other words, you're going to die spiritually, and then spiritual death is going to be introduced. For God knows that in the day you eat it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Now, I want us to consider something, saints. Why would you want to know what evil is? He says, you want to be like God. They already were operating in full brain capacity. They were walking in divine communion and fellowship with God. Why even go down the road? Why would you want to have knowledge of evil, of what's bad, what's opposite of holy, what's opposite of righteousness? Why would you want to do that? So he piqued her curiosity and he challenged God's word. And when he challenged God's word, scripture says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree desirable to make one wise, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, the pride of life. She pondered, she could have, and said, she took of the fruit and she ate. This was a willful act of rebellion and disobedience against God's word. The enemy had engaged her intellect. He got her thinking. He challenged God's word to where he sowed a seed of doubt to where, you know, understanding, nobody wants to get a death sentence. Nobody wants to be told you're going to die. You know, when people go to the doctor and they say, well, you have cancer and this is your survival rate, or you have 3 months, nobody wants to hear that they're going to die. And then, you know, even the doctor said, well, you know, we can do surgery, we can remove the tumor, we can do this, we can do this, and it gives you a better chance of living. But if you remove the deterrent, which was death, if you remove that out of the way, then there's no fear. There's no fear of God. There's no fear of death. There's no fear of consequences. And so what she did and Adam did, they took the word of Satan over God's word. They believed the lie. They embraced the lie. Then they acted on the lie. And look what it says here, saints. I hope you're listening to me. You're listening straight from his word. It says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree desirable to make one. Now look at this. Desirable to make one wise. Okay. Her husband, Adam, named all of the animals. If that's not wisdom, I don't know what is. How much more wisdom do you need when you're already operating in full brain capacity? Not at the little 7 to 10% that some of us operate in. They were totally perfect, walking in divine communion and fellowship with God. Why do you need to become even wiser? She took up his fruit. And she ate. And she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. And here we see the tragic fall of man because the word of God was perverted. Adam abdicated his position of authority instead of protecting his wife and taking dominion and authority and telling the serpent, shut up, get away from my wife. Honey, quit listening to the serpent. Honey, God said, we cannot eat of this tree. But obviously, he chose to hearken to the voice of his wife. He looked at her and looked how beautiful and how fine she was. She took a bite and he said, here, honey, this is good. Eat it. And like so many men do, instead of being obedient to what God has said, and like so many people do, we join in the rebellion, we join in the disobedience, and it opened door. And look what the scripture says. And he ate. Now look what, now follow the scripture, saints. Remember, God said, the day that you eat of this, you're going to die. It says, then, after he ate, the eyes of both of them were open. Wow. And they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees. Now, because they were sin conscious, they say, oh my gosh, they didn't feel worthy to be in the presence of God, so they hid themselves. And when God came looking for them, the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? He didn't ask Eve, where are you at? You see, that's why it is so important for men to take their proper place and position in their homes and their families and their relationship with the women. God holds the man responsible for the spiritual climate and environment of their families. That's a serious charge. But that's how God's government is run. Adam, where are you? So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Now, God knew what had taken place already. But see, God will call us on the carpet to see if we're going to be truthful and honest, if we're going to take responsibility for our actions instead of blaming other people. You know, we have a victim's mentality now in our society, even in the church, where it's everyone else's fault but our own. We refuse to look in the mirror and say, Lord, it's me. Lord, it's me standing in the need of prayer. And they say, well, it's, and look what he says now. Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not? He said, have you broken my instruction? Have you not followed my instruction? Then the man said, now look at this. Just like the blame society, the victim's mentality, we're going to put the responsibility, we're going to put the blame on somebody else. Adam was bold enough to blame God. Just like so many people do when bad things happen. People get angry and they blame God. And it's not God's fault. And he says, the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. He said, God, I was good until you gave me this woman. And this woman over here, God, she gave this to me and I ate. Finally, he said, yes, I did finally eat of it. He finally took some responsibility after blaming God and then blaming the woman, which is a lot of men do. They blame their wives and their girlfriends and their mothers for their predicament and their situation in life. And see, he abdicated his position of authority. Instead of being a protector over her, he left her exposed to the enemy, and the enemy came in and deceived her. And then here God went on to say, and then the Lord God said to the woman, what have you done? What have you done? Man, this is so good right here, saints. I hope you're getting something from this. And then the woman said, now here she goes. But she was telling the truth. The serpent deceived me. And I ate. Look at this. She said, he lied to me. He deceived me. And yes, I ate. So she had enough knowledge to realize that the enemy was lying to her and had lied to her. She then began to realize that she had embraced the lie. Like so many of us do, we embrace the lies that the enemy has whispered in our ear. He has told us that you cannot pray. You cannot be a child of God. You cannot be a daughter of God. You will never be this. You will never be that. You will never be a good wife. You will never be a good mother. You will never be free from anxiety. You will never be free from depression or oppression. You can't do this and you can't do that. Well, when you begin to embrace the lie and receive the lie, you begin to act on the lie. And that's what they did. Then God went right away to the serpent, and God moved right into judgment right away with to the serpent. You see, and this is why we got to get back to the Bible. This is why we got to get back to the Word of God and seeing what the Word of God declares. Here we have a clear example of rebellion and disobedience, willful. And then there are consequences to follow. We see the blame game. We see them failing to take responsibility for their rebellion and their disobedience and their actions. And understanding when you use the word sin, sin means to miss the mark. So they missed the mark of being obedient to what God had given them to do, which was not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So they made a conscious decision to rebel, to disobey. And as a result, there were consequences that would follow that would affect all humanity as a result of this one act of rebellion and disobedience. But God so loved the world that he sent his son, Jesus, to die for us on the cross at Calvary to redeem us and to undo what took place in the garden. That's why we offer the sacrifice of praise, saints. That's why we say, Lord, thank you. That's why, you know, you have an opportunity to become born again, to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because God has made a way for the power of sin to be broken over your lives. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. The Spirit of God moves you to send financial support. I need it. Be praying for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Be praying for your family members that are not saved, that their hearts will be open to hearing and receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. And know that Jesus Christ is Lord. His return is imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight from His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, your address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle.
The preceding program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministry.